Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Flooding in the southeast, flooding in the southwest, and mountain regions too. Record rains have closed the airport in Fort Lauderdale, while the quick spring snowmelt after an unusually wet winter, doing much the same in the west. About Florida.
Still contending with storms across South Florida after record-setting rain falling. The storm that produced the rain in Fort Lauderdale lasted for roughly 10 straight hours. And if it were to be confirmed at that 25.91 inches of rain, it'd be an all-time Florida state rainfall record.
Mike Bettis at our partner, that is the Weather Channel. Now to the fallout from the arrest of that suspect in the leaked classified documents case, a 21-year-old member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard under arrest due in court during the day. Jack Teixeira, accused of illegally posting pictures of very sensitive documents about U.S. spying on an obscure gamer corner of the internet. Correspondent David Martin.
Teixeira was stationed at a base in Massachusetts where live feeds from Air Force surveillance aircraft around the world are downloaded and analyzed. He worked with fiber optic cable and may have been able to monitor the network over which the classified documents flowed.
There were about 20 members of the chat group where those documents first appeared, but law enforcement officials say no other arrests are imminent.
San Francisco authorities have a suspect in a high-profile fatal stabbing case. The victim was high-tech company Cash App founder Bob Lee. It's been cited as evidence of San Francisco's crime risk, but police and the district attorney there say the victim and the suspect knew each other.
Lee's fatal stabbing quickly gained national attention. Tech industry leaders, including Twitter CEO Elon Musk, blamed it on a violent crime wave that has taken over the city.
Reckless and irresponsible statements like those contained in Mr. Musk's tweet that assumed incorrect circumstances about Mr. Lee's death served to mislead the world in their perceptions of San Francisco. We all should and must do better.
And we're learning the suspect had several liens on his properties over the years. Police are using search warrants to gather more evidence. Meanwhile, Mameni remains in county jail.
Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti. North Korea continues to fire missiles, now claiming the latest one powered by solid propellants.
Seen as the most powerful weapon in its growing nuclear arsenal. North Korean state media says Thursday's test involved a new solid-fuel Hwasong-18 intercontinental ballistic missile. And that might pose a threat to the U.S., both in terms of distance and agility, because solid-fuel missiles require less time to prepare for launch.
Alex Jensen, and this is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
Or like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Got E-Bone, Lightly Screen, and your calls right here in the world headquarters, WMDX, Mad Radio Madison. And you can always join us, 844-967-2789. But I got a very special treat for you fine people today. I got a special co-devil, friend of the devil, our good friend, Joe Sapecki from, Sapecki Communications. He's a dim strategist, more importantly, he's a friend of ours. Joe, welcome back. Thank you for helping carry the load in Dom's absence.
Happy to be here. I know everybody wants to be outside. I hope our listeners have the windows rolled down or open in their house at minimum. What a beautiful day in Wisconsin.
It doesn't work so well. I've got the beautiful sunny day, like glorious
evening. Those your windows don't open, do they?
Not in the studio. It kind of defeats the purpose of, you know, having a studio. Trying to trap the sound out, but it is glorious. I see. I'm waiting for butterflies and songs.
Well, if you happen to be listening to this fine radio product somewhere where you can have a cold adult beverage, have one for Crudy too, because he'd rather be outside for recess today.
You know, here's the problem. I'm a man caught between two offices, kind of. We've got the broadcast facilities over here where we've been for a year or more.
Yeah.
University Avenue in Madison. And we got the world headquarters. We moved on Tuesday.
Downtown.
Got the pictures going up on the walls today. You know, we decorate and everything.
Did my picture make it? Did I make the move?
We'll get back to you on that. I haven't seen it up. It wasn't at the top of the box.
I used to be somebody in this town.
Joe, I do have a prominent picture of Joe Sapecki when you were Mary Burke's communications director in her campaign, gubernatorial campaign, 2014. And I give you a lot of credit, man. I think the ice bucket challenge when Mary Burke challenged me, Mike Goucher, and I believe Mark Belling, who didn't even acknowledge it. Goucher was on the West Coast. He apparently had some father issues at the time. His father was in ill health. He did tweet back at me. And then little old me, little old Crudy, it's the lone, progressive that looked like an ice bucket need to go over his head. Somehow I felt honored. Oh, absolutely.
You should have been. We were trying to raise awareness for ALS and also appeal to everybody. So we figured somebody who is tried and true down the middle, like Mike Goucher, a right wing talker and a left wing talker, was a great way to embody Mary Burke's wish that she could unite all of the people. We came up a little short in that effort, but we were happy to give you a little shout out. And now look, that was a long time ago, right? 2014 is starting to feel like and actually be a very long time ago. And look at how far you have come. Now you have a global headquarters in the heart of beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. Couldn't say that 9 years ago, could you?
No, could not. Couldn't even, I don't know, man. I don't like to look back. Moving Wisconsin forward with Civic Media. Let me ask you, Tammy Baldwin, our beloved, the U.S. Senator we love from here, the progressive, Tammy Baldwin has announced her reelection campaign. She's in it to win it. And Joe, I got to ask you, I don't see any Republicans currently on the horizon that aren't going to get their asses handed to them in a very Dan Kelly-like fashion by my favored Senator Baldwin.
How dare you? First of all, Crudy, the first rule in Wisconsin elections is take nothing for granted. I know that we are riding sky high after beating Daniel Kelly by 11 points for the second time in a row. I know that people feel good about the fact that Democrats or candidates supported by Democrats have now won 14 of the 17 elections since Donald Trump won our 10 electoral votes. But Tammy Baldwin and everybody on the left better strap in and buckle up, because you just never know. This is still a 50-50 state. We have a lot going for us, but whoever it's going to be, we have to be ready for them. So don't you count your chickens before they hatch, my friend.
I'm counting lots of chickens. Not a big poultry guy. I'm counting my steaks.
Your steak, rutabagas, whatever. Don't count them. Because here's the thing. I mean, listen, everyone anticipated this announcement. You know, it was not a surprise that Senator Baldwin was going to run again. And she should. She has been a remarkably effective United States Senator for the people of Wisconsin. When you talk about game changers like Build It in America, you know, provisions that were part of the Infant Jobs Act. When you talk about in America provisions that were part of the Inflation Reduction Act. She is delivering on something she's been working on for a very long time. You talk about landmark civil rights legislation. She got it done. And so she has earned, by every account, another 6 years representing the good people of Wisconsin. And right now, it looks like kind of a clown car of Republicans lining up to take her on. You know, you look at the chicken dinner circuit and the Republicans going around to these county dinners, and you've got former Sheriff David Clark.
Oh, I love him.
Former Special Counsel Michael Gableman.
Oh, I love him too for this role.
Tom Tiffany. You know, that right now is like the cream of the crop, the folks who are doing the things that you would typically be doing if you were gearing up for a run for statewide office. And so maybe it'll be one of them. Maybe it'll be somebody else, but whoever it is, I know Tammy Baldwin isn't going to take anything for granted, and nobody listening to these voices today should take anything for granted either.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got a fine co-devil. He's my pal, Joe Zepecki, a fine dim strategist. Joe, let's talk about the college kids. The college kids turned out in the spring election in the state of Wisconsin. And let me just say, I'd like to think we did our little minuscule part as well on talking about Civic Media and me specifically by keeping my hubris to myself in this regard. I knew Dan Kelly was a loser the minute he won the primary. Like, okay. I have never been so confident about an electoral outcome in my life as I was about what was going to happen on April 4th, the day Dan Kelly won the primary. Let's start with the fact that, Republicans aren't afraid to go with the least popular candidate who's got like a sugar daddy in their back pocket, right?
It's a real choice where they're like, yeah, let's ride with the guy who already lost by 11 points. The guy who says, don't worry, I've got all the outside money, you know, saying the quiet part out loud. Doesn't matter if I can't raise money myself. I've got some rich people who will buy the ads. And that's who they went with, and they paid the price. You know, are they going to learn from it? I don't know. But the college kids were a part of it.
Has you
and
learned,
apparently Crudy got them.
Well, I didn't turn out the college kids. I'm not even pretending. Charlie Behrens did a get out the vote event here the week before in Madison, and we helped fill up the room with some college kids. We had about 250. Mike Wagner from UW here did a very thoughtful and sometimes funny discussion with Charlie Behrens. But no, other than Charlie's shout outs, like, hey, it's election day, go vote. Charlie had more to do with that than we ever did. But I don't think Republicans, and I saw in the Daniel Bice column immediately after the election, I was like, Dan's winners and losers. Don't always like when he's muckraking the liberal Supreme Court candidates, but I do like his winners and losers wrap-up columns. And I believe he ended this column, the spring election column. His biggest loser was right-wing talk radio, Joe. A diminished product suddenly.
We love it when right-wing talk radio has a bad day. And they had a bad day. It's not just that the kids turned out. It's that they are supporting Democratic-supported candidates by margins we haven't seen before. You and I were just looking at a chart where what you were seeing was compared to, you know, in college campus wards, the places where it's only college kids that are voting, and they did a sample of them, about 10 or 15 across the state, that in areas where Tony Evers got 60% in 2022, Jana Protasiewicz got 80%, where Tony got 65 or 70%, Protasiewicz got like 90%. So it's not just that these young people are engaged in voting, they're voting their values and supporting, you know, running up the margin in terms of support for candidates that align with their worldview in ways that are astonishing and ways that are really important for the long term. You know, we are still a 50-50 state. Yes, Democrats have had a good run of elections, but in a 50-50 state, if between November, February primary, April general election, if you can get college kids to vote three times in the span of 6 months, you have created a pattern and a habit that is likely to stay with those kids for the next 50 or so years. And that bodes very well for the future of this state and of this country. The kids are all right in my book.
You know, these kids, they went through some troubling times. They went through, you know, many of them, and I've got young voters at my household. My youngest son will be old enough. He'll be 18 by the time next November rolls around. By the time the next presidential rolls around, he'll be the third voter in our family. Both Dominic's kids now old enough to vote. One of them pretty sure voted for Protasiewicz in the most recent race. We saw, I believe, in a couple of columns, some of the reporting this week, 10-1 in the chart at the Washington Post you and I were sharing, certainly would seem to share that sort of mathematical, that overwhelming support for Protasiewicz amongst the college kids. But your old foil, Scott Walker thinks the solution, or really the problem, is the indoctrination of these kids on the college campuses. If they just got more preaching to by a guy like Scott Walker, then the kids would be all right, from Scott's point of view.
It's that old saying, you know, to a hammer, everything looks like a nail. It should not surprise anyone that Scott Walker, working with the Young Americans Foundation, the righty, you know, whitey college group, of course he thinks the young people are the problem. He's got to stay employed, man. Leave it up to former Governor Walker to be in on the grift. Hey, it's all about the kids. They're getting indoctrinated. Fund my organization.
He's like the youth pastor. Only 90% of the kids are atheists these days. Come back, more Devils Advocates. Joe Sopecki, my fine co-devil today.
Poor peasants, are you still trying to win?
We're number one. We beat anybody.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 52. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 79. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows level off around 55 tomorrow night. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Much cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-50s. Storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
When they go low, we get high.
Bright lights,
the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. I hope you're enjoying it. You can always be a part of it if you dial us, 844-967-2789. I got to find Co-Devil. He is Vegas Joe Sopecki. He's sitting in for Dom. Dom will be back next week. I'll be taking a little venture out to the National Association of Broadcasters as well. So I'm going to have a couple of fine fill-in hosts, a couple of Matts. Matt Flynn on Monday, he's doing the direct and then the Devils. And then Matt Rothschild, Batman,
is sitting in. Is Dom's excuse for missing class today as good as yours will be next week?
Dom's excuse is the guys in Europe like Clark Griswold. Big Ben, Parliament. I think he said Italy. I think here's how he's going to try to make it a write-off. I believe our good friend Bill Press, the, you know, renowned pundit and podcaster, Bill Press, I believe, is also in Italy on a summer vacation. And I think they're getting together for drinks. And somehow I suspect they're sending
they're gonna send me the bill.
Somehow it's going to be my responsibility to keep them, you know, hydrated, if you will. Joe Sopecki. We've got Mark Pocan joining us very soon, so I want to stay efficient here conversationally. Abortion. Was it all about abortion, Joe? I mean, Dobbs. This Dobbs decision last summer, it obviously affected the midterms. That wasn't a red wave. And the Protasiewicz race here, where literally abortion is on the ballot through the current ban, the 1849 ban, that's the law of the land here in the state of Wisconsin. Well, if you've lost your 50-year rights, that feels pretty tangible, I think, to lots of women and lots of people that love women, you know, their allies, let's say. And it was a landslide for Protasiewicz, but was it all about abortion, Joe?
Well, I all about abortion? Probably not.
Mostly about abortion. I think the turnout mostly on campus. That's about abortion, is it not?
Yeah, listen, so the Dobbs decision changed everything. And the way I have thought about this and what I would ask your listeners to consider is that we knew it was a big deal when Roe v. Wade was overturned. I think we, right? The pundit class, the political folks, they knew it was going to matter. They just didn't know how much it was going to matter. It turns out it mattered a lot. It was more than any other factor responsible for stopping the red wave, for leading to a historic overperformance by Democrats in races across the country and here in Wisconsin. And, you know, there's a tendency by a lot of folks to sort of, particularly like reporters, journalists, those who cover this stuff, to go like, okay, so we had that election about abortion. What's next? Right. And just assuming that folks were going to move on to the next chapter of the story. And I think what the result in last week's race here in Wisconsin reminds people is there is no next. In fact, the opposite is true. the longer that Roe v. Wade is out of the, you know, off the table, the longer that abortion is almost impossible to access in Wisconsin, the more people are feeling this and living the horror stories and considering the fears that go with wanting to start or grow a family, right? Every expecting mother right now in Wisconsin probably has to think about, what if there's a complication? What if I'm getting sick? What if there's something wrong? And I, you know, and those types of questions for many moms who have had complicated pregnancies in the past, you know, I don't need to tell you, Mike, like we all know people who have had a hard time in their journey to growing their family. These things happen. They're a part of life. And so whether you are the woman who was written about in the Journal Sentinel last summer, who is literally driving from the Twin Cities to Chicago while very pregnant and has a medical emergency while she's driving through the state of Wisconsin, and her options for care are limited by whether or not there are three attending physicians around to determine whether or not her life is in grave danger, and therefore her options are limited. That is not freedom. That is not liberty. That is not good public policy. And it is turning out to be terrible politics for the right. And so that is still a big driver. We are referring, of course, to a story in Politico where some of the brains behind the Protasiewicz campaign, I think, quite accurately said there was more to it than that. And of course, there was more, but I think that was probably the single biggest factor.
Joe, I heard Righty Whitey talk radio host Dan O'Donnell down the dial, Inferior Product. You may have heard of him. He was casting this as entirely about abortion and said, effectively, as long as Republicans, I'm pro-life, but we need to hurry up and compromise our pro-life principles and reinstitute some form of satisfactory abortion policy, or we're going to lose every frickin' election. I mean, we talked about right-wing talk radio being sort of neutered. This issue neutered them. They can't talk their base into not, you know, you get the point, Joe.
Driving off the cliff. Yeah, I mean, and so, you know, here's the challenge that Republicans are, they're squeezed on this. And it is not just about the public policy issue of abortion. I agree with the colonel in that headline, because it is, abortion is standing in for a larger reality that more people are becoming aware of, which is Republicans didn't mean it when they, for generations, said we want smaller government, we want less government, we want to free people to live as they want to live. It was all BS. They actually want to be involved in the most intimate personal details of your life. They want to decide for you. They want to decide what your kids can and can't read. They want to decide who you can and can't love. They want to be in the doctor's office with you when you're trying to start a family. And I think that what the Dobbs decision did was it kind of pulled the wool away from people's eyes, who just sort of said, like, oh, yeah, Republicans, they're for smaller government. That sounds right. And it's like, oh, no, it was all baloney. And so they're squeezed by this abortion issue. They're squeezed by Trump. And I do think that was the other factor, where Kelly, as somebody who picked up the phone and offered legal counsel when they were trying to overturn a free, fair, safe, and secure Democratic election, he was the guy on the other end of the phone. That wasn't good either.
Vegas Joe Sapecki, my fine code devil. We got my congressman, Mark Pocan. He joins us next. Lots of friends of the devils. You can be one too. Just dial 844-967-2789 and certainly stick around. More Big Show.
Hey, look, kids. There's Big Ben and there's Parliament. Big Ben, kids. Parliament.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Record rains have the Fort Lauderdale Airport still closed till at least dayside on Friday. They have not done drivers much good either.
I was scared, for sure. You don't know what's going on. You don't know who's going to hit you or run into you, or you're going to run into them. You can't see anything. The rain's coming down so hard, massive.
A young Massachusetts Air National Guard member is due in court in a few hours after his arrest in the unauthorized grabbing and posting of classified government spying documents.
He started by doing it not with the documents, but just by long quotations from the documents, which he had copied out and then sent out by text message.
Pentagon correspondent David Martin. Former President Donald Trump testified for hours in that huge New York State suit against his company.
The attorney general's lawsuit accuses the Trumps of years of widespread distortions of their property values.
CBS's Graham Cates. CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bob Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bob Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. Like a pyre, feathery wings, black in the sky, and the wings. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw. We are the Iron Claw. Hey! It's Bombblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's going to dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans, and you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? Are you even smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack? What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Joe Sopecki, my fine co-devil. And I got to find Congressman. He's mine, Mark Pocan. He joins us right now live via phone from D.C. Mark, welcome back to the show, man. Been missing you.
Actually, from Wisconsin. I did six counties town halls this week. So I'm not in D.C., but it's great to be here.
Well, I heard the White House had wanted of your attention a little later this afternoon. My bad, Congressman. Let's talk about the town halls, Mark. You are from the second CD in the great state of Wisconsin. That's effectively Madison, but that's a lot more than Madison. So let's talk about your district and what the people are asking you about.
You know, all sorts of things came up, but I think, you know, guns was probably the number one issue at every single town hall, every county. It came up, so clearly a lot of people are concerned about that. But, you know, it's the full spectrum of, you know, the craziness of Washington, concerned about Social Security and Medicare, you know, gun safety, the border, you know, just about every topic you can imagine, I think we discussed in six different hour sessions.
Now, Mark, obviously, we just went through a spring election here, and Janet Protasiewicz won a place on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I'm pretty happy about that outcome. But Joe and I were discussing the fact, I think abortion was absolutely the driving force that helped get Protasiewicz at least to this massive margin of victory, Mark. Are the constituents talking about that? Are they satisfied that there's, you know, at least hope that this antiquated 1849 law might be overturned, Mark? What did the people tell you about abortion?
Absolutely. It came up a lot. People are very concerned. I think people were very happy about the Supreme Court election. You know, the fact that we can maybe have some respect for people in the state when you have a gerrymandered legislature. But, you know, I mentioned that we tried to codify Roe last session when the Democrats were in charge, but because of the antiquated rules in the Senate, we just couldn't get it done.
Yeah. Hey, Congressman Joe Zepecki, thanks for taking a few minutes to chat with us today. You mentioned guns, and I wanted to get your sense, you know, sitting in Congress as you are. One of the theories around the bipartisan gun reform legislation that was passed last year and signed by President Biden was that it would demonstrate to your Republican colleagues they could be for common sense gun safety measures and not get primaried by the NRA. Are you sensing any appetite that thought, that hope that we could do more to control some of these deadly weapons that are being used in the shootings we saw in Nashville and Louisville? Is that bearing out? Are these conversations happening in the halls of Congress?
Unfortunately, no. You know, that bill, the Safer Communities Act, did some stuff around the edges, certainly helped us get some funding for mental health, which is the only issue the Republicans seem to be able to talk about when it comes to guns. But, you know, as simple as background checks supported by 88% of the people, the assault weapon ban, those issues are absolutely non-starters, especially with how extreme the House Republicans have gotten. I mean, when a member from the Nashville area was asked by the media right after the shooting in Washington what Congress was going to do about it, his answer was a very nonchalant nothing. And, you know, they were handing out assault weapon pins earlier in the year on the floor. So unfortunately, it's kind of like a cause celeb for them to be awful on guns.
Yeah. What were you hearing from folks? Are people just concerned about their kids? Are they saying, hey, has anybody thought of this? Are they coming with solutions in these town halls? What did you take away or what will you take back to D.C. on that gun issue?
Well, you know, it was very interesting. I mean, just that at one point, someone, you know, we were running out of time. Someone said, I have four issues, so you pick one. And I'm like, oh, that's okay. That's all right. So let everyone vote. And clearly, it was like 3-1 compared to any other issue. People want to talk about guns. So, again, this is the disconnect. Yeah, I think people are very concerned. I had a kid show up who was a freshman in high school, and he was going to write me a personalized email with some ideas he had. I'm looking forward to seeing that. But, you know, if people take time out of their day to come just for that reason, it shows you how important it is, and yet the huge disconnect with the Congress doing nothing.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got Joe Zepecki co-deviling with me, and I got my congressman, our friend Mark Pocan, on the line. Mark, here in the state legislature, Republican-controlled, very baked into the cake by a rigged map system, their legislative proposal to make the kids feel safer is to, what, allow concealed carry permit holders, employees of the school district, to bring their guns into the schools. I guess we're going to have some shootouts in the schools, Mark. This doesn't seem like much of a solution to me, though, sir.
No. I mean, you remember when, what was his name, Lassay had this idea years ago about Army teachers, and it was such a ridiculous idea, and even other Republicans thought it was a ridiculous idea. Fast forward a decade, and now that's the mainstream thought in the Republican Party, because God forbid you take on the gun manufacturers, therefore you're going to have to do something else. In fact, just the opposite. You'd arm even more people, and our gun manufacturers / the NRA would make even more. So it would be pretty hot.
Yeah. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. That's my congressman, Mark Pocan. Mark, I wonder how it feels to be in the congressional minority. I'm not trying to rub it in, Congressman, but when you start watching the Jim Jordans of the world, these committee chairmen, and they put on their show hearings, and I don't even know sometimes what the issues are they're talking about, Mark. It's like they've got a whole different reality on display, sir.
Completely. You know, the disconnect from the people who came to town halls, and we had some conservatives come, but they weren't disruptive. But when you, you know, talk to the issues that they're concerned about and the issues that we're actually taking on, you know, it's like night and day. And we can't get anything done because of this extreme element in the Republican caucus. So, you know, the real problem that we have is that they can't get anything done because they only have a 5-seat majority. So we're going to take on a few issues that are red meat for their base, but we're not going to do anything of substance. And I'm worried at the end of the day what that actually means.
Mark, not trying to bring up something the audience may not know, but you're gay. I know your husband, Phil, like Phil quite a bit as well. And I noticed you were tweeting at your colleague, and I use that term loosely in this case, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and her profane boycott of Bud Light. Apparently, how dare they? They've partnered with a trans activist on TikTok for a marketing campaign. Mark, it's got to feel asinine in 2023 to have these fights with colleagues, but it ain't getting better. It's getting worse, is it not, sir?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, just that's even on her official account. She's putting a lot of this stuff out, not even the political account. It's just this hate that, you know, in Milwaukee, in 9 months period of time, 3 trans women of color were killed because of this kind of spewing of hate. And, you know, to watch that coming out of members of Congress, I mean, you know, any other normal period of time, Marjorie Taylor Greene wouldn't be there. But she's now one of the spokespeople for the Republican Party, which is what's extremely scary these days.
Well, I will hopefully lighten the load on this topic a little bit. It is a serious topic, but our Republican friends like Ms. Taylor Greene can't stop beclowning themselves. I don't know if you saw this, Congressman, but now there's some right-wing activists who are hawking like anti-woke beer and smashing Bud Light cans. And it turns out it costs $35 for a 6-pack. I think some of these folks should come to Wisconsin where you can find a fine Pilsner or an ale. And in fact, 6 of them for a lot less than $35. It just sort of shows how ridiculous they are across the board on this stuff. And my hope is that it is getting better overall. And these are just these are fewer voices screaming louder. And that we could, you know, if nothing else, laugh at their absurdity that they can't even figure out how to have a cold one after the workday is done.
Look, I mean, I watched the Dan Crenshaw video, and then when he went to his fridge, he didn't have any Bud Light, as if it was a joke, like he wouldn't drink it. But it was full of Anheuser-Busch product. So right. Like, these guys don't even know when they're being a human caricature. And, you know, on a day as unbelievably hot right now as I am, I'm outside trying to do this so that there's no background noises. And it's warm. You know, we kind of hit summer pretty quick here. I don't think, you know, the Bud Light controversy will last that long. I think people will be back to buying whatever beer they like to buy. I happen to have other preferences than Bud Light myself, but not for political reasons, more for flavor.
For reasons, you know, of taste, I would imagine.
Yeah. But the fact that this is where the debate is right now. And we're going to be taking up next week a bill to ban trans kids from playing in sports. And this is all part of this. The problem is, you know, every time a Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of these other folks, you know, take an issue like this in order to build their brand, in order to fundraise, you know, there's real trans kids that are getting bullied in school and having a hard time. And, you know, we're having a trans athlete come to talk to members next week, and you know, one of them is now homeschooled because of being harassed in school. And you start going through all these stories, and these are kids who just want to play some sports and be with their friends, and to watch what they'll do in order to bluntly, you know, raise funds for themselves on their campaigns, it is a pretty awful period of time that we're in.
It is. I will just I'll pass back to Mike, but just say, as somebody who coaches some young people, high school football, middle school basketball, you are exactly right, and that's the point. These kids want to play. Let the kids play. That should be the policy, period.
Mark, I wanted to...
And
Go ahead, Congressman.
No, I just exactly. And yet we're going to spend real time next week taking this issue up rather than, you know, what they promised, which was addressing inflation, having a smaller, less intrusive government. Yes, you know, deciding what kids can play what sports is definitely a smaller, less intrusive government, right? I mean, yeah, right. Again, the irony they don't even realize that they're putting these.
Meanwhile, we're careening towards a cliff with a debt ceiling crisis.
No question. You know, June is the time where we're hoping. We know there's some Republicans quietly coming and talking to us, you know, trying to do the right thing. But I within their caucus, you can't, or else you'll be primaried. So I think, you know, it's going to be tough. There are some strategies we have. If I had to bet, I would think we're going to have a very short shutdown because hopefully, you know, if the people who came to Washington to shut it down get that for 48 or 72 hours, they can go home and be all happy and pound their chest. And then the other Republicans who understand how completely irresponsible that is, I think will come and try to help us get something done. But the fact that we have to go through that and you know, jeopardize the economy, jeopardize the credit of the United States, jeopardize even more increase in interest rates, jeopardize Social Security payments being delayed and veterans benefits. Some of them don't care. It's all just about the stunt or the political drama that they want to do, the theater.
Mark Pocan, my congressman. Mark, it was always our tradition. I always try to get guys like you to have a beer with guys like us. I'll tell you about me and Dom. You have, on a couple of occasions at least, I can name a few, Mark, but the traditions or the Wisconsin pastime of cracking a couple beers by the campfire with your neighbors and being able to have an agreeable disagreement by the campfire, Mark. The one line in the sand, yeah, we've had an awful hard time crossing and making new friends. If you're supportive of January 6th, if you're on the wrong side of that issue, Dom doesn't even want to have you on the show. So let me ask you, Mark, how do we break bread and crack beers with our neighbors if they're still believing a big lie?
You know, I don't think there are that many that genuinely believe it. You know, there's certainly that 20 or 30% of the Republican base that will never give it up. But for the average Republican, even at, you know, a few Republicans I had at town hall sessions, when this issue came up, or not this issue, but you know, the issue of like Dems and Republicans getting along and they were concerned. When you bring some of these things up, they don't fight back. In fact, they don't say a thing. You look at their face and they have a kind of like an exhaustion because they know those issues aren't real issues. And yet that's what dominates, you know, people like Donald Trump's conversations because he's, again, appealing to that small part of the base. So, you know, I think the good news is even, you know, many of our conservative or Republican friends don't believe that. So we can still enjoy the Spotted Cow or the Hopalicious or whatever we enjoy with them, especially on a warm day like today. But, you know, I think that 20 or 30% will never go away from this issue because Donald Trump has just triggered something for them that they feel like he's being persecuted. And when people like Marjorie Taylor Greene literally compare Donald Trump to Jesus for persecution when he's being, you know.
Mark, got to cut you short. No beer for Marjorie, more devils.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app? that dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 52. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, highs level off around 79. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 55. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday. Upper 70s Saturday, mid 50s by Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Thank you to my congressman, Mark Pocan. He's a friend of ours. So is Joe Sapecki. Joe is co-deviling with me. I don't even know how long you're sticking around, but I appreciate every minute you're here, Joe.
I got 10 more minutes, and then I got a basketball practice to get a kid to.
Let me ask you. We spoke with Congressman Pocan, the Bud Light boycott. Well, we've got our own little backyard boycott. Apparently, it's the Miley Cyrus, Dolly Parton song, Rainbow Land. We've got a teacher on administrative leave, and nobody seems to want to answer the question why. And an investigation is, yeah, I saw the press from the Milwaukee.
It's been requested. Yeah, so we're, this what's is that a mean, news Joe? Out of. Yeah, so this is news out of Waukesha, where very recently a teacher came forward and said this Rainbowland song. And by the way, it's not just Miley Cyrus. It's actually worse than that. It's a Miley Cyrus Dolly Parton collab. I dare you to try to name three finer Americans than Dolly Parton, okay? And so in the wake of saying that the first graders weren't going to be allowed to sing this song, which I was not familiar with. That's on me. I went and looked at the lyrics. Totally innocuous. It's a very, just a message about we should all be able to get along and agree and live in a perfect rainbow land. I didn't know we were anti-rainbows, but apparently we are. So that teacher who basically made public this decision has been placed on administrative leave with no explanation given. Now you fast forward a week and you have a community group of parents calling for an investigation for civil rights violations by the superintendent of the Waukesha School District. Because this is a personnel matter, because this is a investigation, there is very little that people are willing to say on the record. But my takeaway from all of this is, what are we doing? It's an innocuous Dolly Parton song. Let the kids sing it. And to the point the congressman was making in the last segment, this is what we're spending our time on? We got kids getting shot in schools where the teachers are literally packing heat. So that doesn't work. Can we try something else? Nope. Instead, we're going to spend our time fighting about children's songs. Are we going to deal with the fact that the nation's economy might be plunged into crisis by irresponsible Republican legislators and a Speaker of the House who has made so many promises he can't keep them all straight or keep them at all, or he loses his speakership? No. Instead, we're going to fight over this nonsense around, trans kids wanting to play sports. I bet everybody listening to this knows somewhere in their, their network or in their community where within the last 20 years, for the first time ever, a young lady wanted to join the football team. And you know what? They figured out how to make it work. We see it in Twitter. We see it all the time on the news. We find ways to accommodate kids when they want to play. Why can't that just be the driving principle? I don't get it, man. I can't believe this is where we are.
You've got a unique perspective. Your wife literally was a quarterback on her high school football team.
Yes.
That's a unique tidbit.
And as she'll tell you, she played backup quarterback, but she could bench more than her center. Her bench press was strong back in the day.
That is awesome. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates, my co-devil for at least a few more minutes, Joe Sapecki. But Joe, that that is effectively where the Republicans want to run to. That's what their base supports, right? these social wedge issues.
But I think to another point Congressman Pocan was making, it's not actually their base. These folks are so bad at politics, they don't even understand that the 20-30% of Republicans is a fraction of what they need to be competitive politically. They are letting the inmates run the asylum because they are the ones who are the loudest and angriest. And if they would just figure out how to ignore those people.
You can't ignore them. You can't ignore them because
you have to. But you have to, because listen, we do it on the left. There are positions that on the left are so out there that they're not ready for prime time that Joe Biden was able to just not talk about and win a primary against people like Bernie Sanders. Right?
Don't even get me started, Joe.
But here we are. And look at how much progress we've made as a nation because of it.
Well, Medicare for all is something somewhat different than let's overthrow the, you know, the government of the
yes.
United States. That's the willingness to see of Donald Trump, let's say. But Ron DeSantis is just a smarter air quotes, semi-fascist.
Wait, who are you talking about? Tiny D?
Well, I like to call him Meatball Ron.
Oh, not Ron. Oh, Tiny D, Ron DeSanctimonious. That's
Ron
right.
Ron DeSanctimonious. Okay. Yes, I found it very unusual. I was in Miami recently, and I actually spoke to some Cuban immigrants, and I found them very supportive of Ron DeSantis as the Florida governor. And I think, you know, it's a pretty red state, and Charlie Crist was not exactly an able opponent, this Republican-turned-Democrat, got his ass handed to him. Well, so did Dan Kelly. You know what? But what I would say is, I don't think this guy's ready for prime time. This guy reminds me so much of Scott Walker. And Donald Trump is going to eat this guy for breakfast and spit him out on the debate stage, probably starting in Milwaukee, Joe. Is that going to be
Here's my bold prediction. There's no way that those two are going toe-to-toe in a debate as early as next summer.
How do you avoid it?
They skip it. Trump's in court. I got a conflict. I can't be there. Because Trump...
Fox News, you can't skip a Fox News debate.
Sure he can. He skipped two general election presidential debates. It would not surprise me if Donald Trump never stands on a debate stage. And if he does, if he is in a position where he does that, my bold prediction is DeSantis will just wait. He will never announce until it has become evident that Trump is collapsing under the weight of his own failures, foibles, and indictments. And enter the race late. But for the moment, the problem DeSantis has is the idea of Ron DeSantis is better than Ron DeSantis himself. What I mean by that is we've seen other candidates like this.
Like Scott Walker plays well on paper, but in reality,
Midwest
sucks.
Battleground reformer, able to get a bunch of stuff done, stick it to the unions. That was a song Republicans wanted to hear. And then the bright lights came on and people went, wait, this guy? And the idea of a saner Republican, you know, Trump-like without some of the craziness is a really great idea that's appealing to a lot of Republicans. The problem is the bright lights are coming on and Ron DeSantis can't live up to it. He just can't.
You know, it's interesting. Brian Schimming, the GOP chairman, great state of Wisconsin, sitting in on Right Wing Talk Radio today.
How'd he do?
Well, he's radio friendly. And, you know, he effectively, you know, I think is making this plea for a change of direction to the Right Wing Talk Radio audience. We might have to do it somewhat differently to win future elections. I mean, he's a pragmatist, I think. Schimming.
Yeah, they got to do a lot different. Today I'm seeing reports that Roger Roth, failed lieutenant governor candidate, was approached about running for the U.S. Senate against Tammy Baldwin. Is expressing reservations because of the lack of Republican infrastructure. When even Roger Roth is like, I don't know, man, y'all got some work to do.
Thank you, Joseph Peck. You do just swell, man. Appreciate it, Vegas Joe. The rest of you, stick around. You're excused from class. The rest of you, no way, though. Your calls are next. The Happier Happy Hour with the Thursday edition, 844-96-PARTY.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. Special guest.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.